Government has denied reports in a section of the media that President Mahama had prevailed on Merchant Bank not to recover an amount owed it by Engineers and Planners, a company owned by his brother, Ibrahim Mahama. Yesterday, an Accra-based FM station broadcast what it termed intercepted correspondence, which alleged that President Mahama had intervened in efforts by the bank to recover debts owed it by Mr. Ibrahim Mahama. But in a sharp rebuttal, Deputy Minister of Information and Media Relations, Felix Kwachifusu, denied their claims and accused the radio station of unprofessional conduct. According to the Deputy Minister, the media house ought to have cross-checked its information with the Office of the President before going on air. He indicated that what the presidency did was to act on a petition brought before it, and never at any point was the bank ordered not to recover its debt or vary its terms. Mr. Kwachifusu spoke to Bubu Klinogo.
It is important that even as the media holds the feet of government to the fire of accountability, they do so with due respect for the ethics of their own profession. It does not help to bandy about distortions and, in some instances, palpable inaccuracies. It does not help in the fight against corruption at all. The facts must be put out clearly. My minister has clearly put out the facts that what was reported yesterday was inaccurate, and that there was absolutely no point where there was any intervention from the presidency to stop Merchant Bank or any other organization for that matter from carrying out its mandate of pursuing any entities that owed it.
I think the argument is about the president's direct involvement in this case.
Well, the argument is not about the president's direct involvement.
It puts me in a concept of interposition.
No. If you follow the report carefully, the report was not about the president's direct or indirect involvement. The report stated that the president or the presidency stopped Merchant Bank from going for repayments of a loan that it had given to a specific entity. That is what the report said. Indeed, they even speculated in the story that that is what had happened. It is noticeable that this morning they have attempted to shift the goalposts and focus on things that they did not speak about in their reports. But I'm saying that the headline was misleading. The headline sought to create a different impression from what actually existed. I don't believe that we need to shift on to tangential matters as a way of covering up what is clearly an erroneous report.
Right, that point is well made, but looking at the conflict of interest position.
Again, I don't see what conflict of interest position arises. If an entity feels aggrieved and petitions the president at the time, Professor John Evans Atanos, where does the conflict of interest situation arise? Any number of petitions are received on a daily basis at the presidency and indeed in various government departments. When you receive that, what you do is to forward the petition to the appropriate agency and seek clarification from them where it is necessary.
Right, but is it the case that anyone who has problem with this or a bank can petition the president with?
But the presidency does not decide what people petition about. When the matter comes before you, you make a determination as to whether or not it is something that has to be acted upon. I sit in my office on a daily basis. I receive petitions from people. I have no way of ascertaining what people are going to write to me about. So you don't say that anybody is precluded from petitioning the office of the president. After when the markets come, they are dealt with in a manner that is deemed appropriate. And in this instance, nothing, absolutely nothing at all happened. But most importantly, let us not shift the goalposts from what the real issues are. The story that was put out yesterday was completely inaccurate. In fact, the very notion that a story like that was put out without recourse to the office that was going to be discussed made serious questions about the professionalism of the people who put it out. If you are going to do a story about someone, the ethics of the profession require that you inform him that this is the information that I have. What is your comment on it? Nothing of the sort was done. And then you put it out.
Deputy Minister of Information and Media Relations, Felix Kwachifusu, talking to Bubu Klinogo.